Thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Several years ago, I came across an article written by a brother in Christ who was telling of another brother in Christ who would ask people who came to his office three questions. Oftentimes, counselors will get people who come in and want to make some kind of change in their life. Something is going on that they don't like, that they either want to make better, or they're not doing something that they wish they were doing. But all of these things regard behavior change. And we're all seeking to increase in our behavior in regards to our Christianity, increase in our behavior in regards to our daily lives. We're always seeking to change something. And this brother in Christ made the comment that as people would come into his office, he would ask them in the beginning three questions. He called them three timeless questions. And since I had come across this article, I have made this my practice, especially when I deal with people who want counseling from a faith-based perspective. First, we can ask, do you really want to do what is right? Are we really seeking behavior change? In Romans chapter 7, starting at verse 13, Paul talks about an inward struggle that he had. He said, though I want to do the right thing, and I will to do the right thing, I end up doing the wrong thing. That I don't want to do is what I end up doing, and it gets confusing with his language, but he talks about the internal struggle that so many of us face, that we want to do what's right. We say we want to do what's right, but the worldly influence, the temptation of sin, influences us to follow after what's not right. And though we will to do what's right, we end up doing what is wrong. Paul, of course, gave a solution that as we look to God, we end up focusing on what's genuinely important. We don't want to do evil, but we want to do good. And that inward struggle is something all of us have. So we have to ask the question, do we really want to do what is right? And then the second question that we could ask when it comes to any type of behavior change is, are you ready for the Bible to tell you what is right? Now, obviously, when we open our Bibles to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse 3 tells us that the Bible gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness. The Bible tells us how to live, but also it tells us how to live godly. And of course, the self-sufficiency of the Bible is a value that helps us to better understand what is right and how to live according to what is right. Are we ready for the Bible to tell us what is right? The questions that we have, the dilemmas that we face, do we allow those the Bible to answer the questions? If we study enough, and of course we're supposed to study, we know that the Bible can give us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Whatever dilemma, whatever question, whatever change we're looking for, we can certainly follow after the Word of God. And then the third question that we could ask ourselves is, are you willing to do what the Bible says right now? This is really the follow-up to the first two. Are you ready to do what is right? Are you really ready to do what is right? Are you ready for the Bible to tell you what is right? And are you willing to do what the Bible says right now? You see, when we're faced with a dilemma and we search the Word of God and we find out what the proper answer is, then the question is, do we heed what the Word of God says, or are we simply going to ignore it? In James 4, at verse 7, he says, resist the devil, turn to God. At verse 17, in the same chapter, it says, now to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. When we are faced with some type of dilemma, when the Bible answers the question for us, the question is, how do we respond to the Bible? In 2 Corinthians 6, at verse 2, Paul said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.